Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Top Stories, the universe exclusive delve into the Bugle's back catalogue. I am Andy Zaltzman, and with China in the news on a daily basis these days, especially in China, here's a trip back to Bugle issue 27 and the year 2008. The episode was entitled The Swimsuit Edition, and here am I with John Oliver.
Top story in this week's Bugle Beach Party, China. And there is a time in the not-too-distant future when China is going to be the one and only story. And when that is the case, Andy, I want to be ready. So this week I say not only hello and welcome to the Bugle, I also say Miu Hua Ha Huang Da Chi Ha. China announced this week that it intends to increase its military spending by 18% to 417.8 billion yuan. That's a lot of yuan. In fact, that's $59 billion worth of yuan. So now you know it's a lot of yuan, rather than just assuming it was, because it sounded like a lot.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money to people like you and me, John, but we don't have our own private army, and therefore we spend commensurately less on our defence budgets. But it's still quite a fair whack. It's around about $60 billion, and America has complained that the real figure's actually around twice that. America itself actually only spends a fraction of what China forks out. Is that the right term? Chopsticks out on That's its right. military. Just a fraction of what China spends, America spends. Quite a big fraction. In fact, quite a big collection of fractions. About 20 halves, in fact, of China's spending. So America is leading from the front, telling China off about its defence spending, very much like a naked Catholic priest diving into a crowded paddling pool, telling everyone to leave the children alone.
That's right, the US military budget last year was $440 billion, so let's just check the maths on that. They're angry at China spending $59 billion, yet the US spends $440 billion a year. No, that can't be right. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. I must have made a miscalculation with the figures there, Andy. My mistake. If those figures were true, the Pentagon would be massive hypocrites. And I know they're not that, so the fault must be mine. Tell you what, I'll crunch these numbers again and I'll get back to you. Just before this announcement, the US had released a statement criticising China's military spending. That's like taking criticism for eating too much from someone who has 5 donuts wedged in their mouth. In fact, I can't say for sure that that statement about military spending was not issued by someone who did have 5 donuts wedged in their mouth.
Well, that's how the Pentagon give most of their statements nowadays. It's just to take the edge off things. Try and distract the world from the impending doom by looking at someone with 5 donuts in their mouth. You know, just a bit of slapstick, basically. In fact, America in total spent almost $600 billion on various aspects of military expenditure last year. Now, let's compare that with the United Nations annual total spending of $20 billion on all of its operations. Let's also throw in the fact that America, the world's richest country, is responsible for over 90% of the unpaid UN subscription fees. They owe Ban Ki-moon and his friends almost $700 million. And I guess we could understand if China's response to America's complaints about its defence spending are to tell it to swivel and stop being such a dick.
China is soon going to have so much money, it's actually going to be hard to comprehend. So it's important for them to use the international symbol of great wealth. They need to wear top hats, monocles and canes. That has to be the new Mao suit. At least we'll then know where they stand.
China's insisted, though, John, that its defence programme is purely defensive and doesn't pose a threat to any other country, as long as that any other country isn't a country that's already part of China, in which case it probably does pose quite a big threat to it, particularly if you're dressed in a cloak. Do you think, though, John, that we should be worried about China's increasing defence expenditure here in Britain? I mean, I'm not worried about it at the moment, and I love sports. I won't actually be even thinking about worrying about it until after the Olympics at the very earliest. Yeah. But is it possible that China could invade Britain sometime in the next 2 years?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you've got to ask yourself, what has Britain got that China doesn't have that it might be interested in?
Scotland,
that's true. China doesn't have Scotland, but would it really be interested in Scotland?
Well, I don't know, but I do think we should hang on to Scotland and use it as a bargaining chip, just in case the Chinese do invade.
Yeah, I just think that the Queen, they don't have a Queen. Just think how much they'd love to take the Queen back to Beijing, just as a kind of trophy.
Chairman Mao did try it once. He tried to seduce her at a table tennis tournament. But I think maybe the time has come for us to preemptively invade China first, John, to try and make them show their military hand. And if I personally was going to invade China, and I hasten to add that at the moment that is 100% hypothetical scenario.
Right.
Well, 95%. Then I would probably try to land a boat in Heilongjiang province in the northeast of China and then really? Fight my way down towards Beijing, trying to garner support from the peasant population as I go, and kind of hope right. a kind of snowball effect takes place. Also, I might hope that that provokes a full Tibetan uprising in the west of China, creating a kind of pincer movement on the Chinese government.
Right, I mean, you've actually thought this out a lot more than I expected you to, Andy.
Yeah.
You're talking like someone who has a plan pretty much underway.
Well, you know, you can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. That's the way I'd look at it, John.
That's a good point.
Albeit that in the lottery of one man invasions of China, losing tickets do come at something of a personal price. Also in China, police in the south of the country have apparently discovered a factory which has been manufacturing Free Tibet flags completely unaware. The factory workers claimed they thought they were just making happy, colourful flags and didn't realise their deep political meaning. As Aristotle himself said, one man's colourful flag is another man's desperate plea for international humanitarian and political support. It's such a fine line.
I'm sure, Andy, that the Chinese police recognised that this was an honest mistake, and I'm sure that they're laughing about it now, back at the precinct, over the howling screams of the factory owner. I tell you what you do not want to get caught with in China at the moment, Andy, and that is a box full of Tibetan flags. I'm pretty sure there's no worse thing to be caught with in a box. If I was a Chinese factory owner, which I nearly am, I just need to wait for the paperwork to go through, I would make absolutely sure that what we were producing was not Tibetan flags. Even if I did have no idea what Tibetan flags look like, that would be my first and only question when taking any job. We need you to produce 200,000 shower nozzles. Okay. And these shower nozzles are definitely not Tibetan flags. No, they're shower nozzles. Okay, you have yourself a deal. But it was good to be sure.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. For all information on everything to do with the Bugle and related issues, including our stable of other podcasts, go to thebuglepodcast.com. Another top story tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.